it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the show, State Treasurer, State of South Carolina, Curtis Loftus. Hey, sir, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right. I'm loving this cool weather. How about you?
Oh, yeah. I like that undertone of cool, you know, that means fall's coming. And you know what's
if
coming?
If I were Henry McMaster, I would call it a statewide holiday to enjoy the great weather.
I'm telling you what. But you know what? This year I'm kind of, you know, it's a little different because you know what fall means? My high school senior, Treasurer Loftus, fall is a reminder of SATs and now college applications because she's getting ready to go to college next year. And I wanted to thank you personally because, you know, you and I have been talking about this for years on talk radio, right? So I knew all about SC Future Scholar. And when she was in elementary school, I opened an account for her. And then I'm kind of embarrassed to admit this. I set it on, like, you know, that automatic setting for investment. Like, it's aggressive at first, and then it gets more conservative as you get closer to college. And then I got really busy, and I lost the login, and I kind of didn't check it for a few years. I would not recommend, by the way, my investment approach for anybody. But if you're going to do it on a Future Scholar account. I was kind of terrified to open it to see, like, what it would look like, right? I mean, what was going on in there when I finally, you know, got the recovery and went in there. And I was shocked. I about fell off my chair, Treasurer. There were five figures in there for her college. And I had not put away a lot. I did it consistently so it would withdraw every payday. But it wasn't a lot. But, boy, did it make a difference. And it's really set her up. To not have the kind of debt I went to college with. And so I just want to thank you for this program. It really is going to make a difference in her life.
Well, the easiest job I have is talking to radio personalities in the morning because virtually all of them have 529 accounts, and they all have the same story. It's wonderful because y'all do it. I need to just be quiet and let y'all call. That's why I call it so y'all can. Because it is amazing. The General Assembly set this up so that it really worked for people like you and me, not the elites, not you know those who are going to go to college anyway. This is a good working and middle class program. The speakers had kids in it. The Bruce Banister's kids. I mean, so many of them have invested in it themselves. They get the same, you know, deal that everybody else gets because it works. It's the tax advantage way to save for college. We have over 200,000 people in the program, and it's a $7 billion program.
Wow.
That's, you know, it was 1.1 when we started, but in large part, the radio interviews we do with around the state, I mean, universally, The radio personalities listen, they got their 529 accounts, and now their kids are in college, and they love it.
Can you clarify something for me? Because I think I understand this, and I should know this since I did it for years, but I'm not sure. Is it 100% tax write-off when you do this for college, if you're a South Carolina?
Here's how it works. You can kind of think about it like an IRA. Uh-huh. When you put money in, it's a tax deduction on your state income tax.
Right.
Not your federal, but your state.
Right.
But then the money grows tax-free, and that's the most important part. And then when you take it out, it's tax-free. So you've beaten that tax man 2.5 times, as I like to say. And it just – the difference when you don't have to pay income tax on that gains is incredible.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it so popular. So when you can go to any accredited college in not just South Carolina, but in the country, and there are about 600 around the world. It's trade school, tech school, community colleges, specialty schools like chef schools and things like that. You always want to make sure that they're accredited. And of course, the four-year colleges as well. And now they even allow you to go to private schools and pay the tuition. You don't get room and board, but you can pay your tuition and those expenses. So that's a big case. We've had people who said, you know, we got this 529 account for our kid, but our kid's a brainiac, and he's going to get scholarships. So what they do is now they think, well, why don't we put the kid into the best private school we can find so he can have a lot of specialized instruction, and then that's where those education dollars would be best spent for him, and then he won't have to worry about the rest of it. So it just works out so well.
And I understand that, if I understand this correctly from the script semi, that adults who are repaying their student loans can use this as well?
That's right. That's right. You can use up to $10,000 to pay in student loans if you had any. You also can roll over any leftover amounts into a Roth IRA. And, of course, all that's tax deductible, or excuse me, no tax charge. So it's so flexible. The General Assembly, this is one of the best things they've done. I always like to say, if everything the government did was as good as a 529 plan, we'd all love government.
We sure would. Well, tell folks, Treasurer, how they can go about signing up for one of these plans.
FutureScholar.com. FutureScholar.com is the website. We spend a lot of time to make it simple. My message to the staff was make it simple enough so that I can use it. And I can. I've got four or five of these things myself that I have for nieces and nephews. You know, I'm not going to buy a kid a present. Everybody I know's got what they want, right?
Yeah.
But I will give money to education. And it is very satisfying. You get that quarterly statement, or I see them on a quarterly, come monthly, but I see it once a quarter. And it just, you know that you're doing something good. You're not buying that blue sweater for a kid who's already got three blue sweaters or whatever it is, right? You're doing something meaningful. And with all the options there are, they can spend it. But you go to FutureScholar.com. You can probably do one in 30 or 40 minutes. It's not complicated. If you have a problem, there's a phone number you can call. Somebody in the country who understands these programs, and that's what I can't stress enough. They're inside America, and they understand these programs. They'll help you. And if for some reason you can't get that done, call me. I'll come see you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Amen to that, Curtis Loftus. Really appreciate you joining us today on the show. And again, I think the address, futurescholar.com. That's futurescholar.com.
And thanks for the testimonial. It means a lot. People trust you. They know you. And they understand that it's working for you and it can work for them.
Absolutely. I encourage everyone. And by the way, including grandparents, aunts, uncles, anyone can open a Future Scholar account for a young person.
That's right. I did. I shot my mouth off to all my brothers and sisters. I didn't think I was going to be in office, but for one term. So I said, oh, yeah, I'll do this when you start having babies. Well, they all started having babies. I'm still in office. So it's costing me a fortune, but it is something I'm very proud of. And so there we are. So it works out well. Grandma, grandpa's, friends, family, everybody can help. And the person who writes that check is the one who gets the tax advantage on the South Carolina tax forms. So that's always a good thing.
Yep, absolutely. Curtis Loftus, State Treasurer, thank you so much for joining us today on 98.9 WORD. Want to dive into this really quickly because you're probably not going to hear this anywhere else today. Do you remember that big hearing last week? Huge hearing, RFK, right? And the senators, not all of them, but those that are fully owned subsidiaries of the pharmaceutical industry, including Elizabeth Warren, who took $855,000 in political donations from Big Pharma, they were wailing on RFK. They were going nuts, demanding he resign. But if you don't have a lot of background, it's really confusing. What were they so upset about? They kept saying something about he's not following the science or something. But the problem is that he is following the science. And that has their paymasters in the pharma companies in a panic. Why? Guess what is going on at the FDA? The FDA answers to RFK Jr. It's run by Dr. Marty Makary with Johns Hopkins, long-term, very respected medical doctor, but also Wall Street Journal opinion columnist as well. Very respected individual. What are they doing? Well, this is what has the senators, Democrats, and a few Republicans in a true panic. They're doing an intense investigation of child deaths following the COVID shot. Wait, what? Child deaths. In VAERS? VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, the gold standard created by Congress over 30 years ago. It was meant to be an early warning system that there are problems with a vaccine. It is used in all kinds of medical research, highly respected until CNN declared that we shouldn't listen to anything in Varis anymore. Why? Because people were dying from the COVID shot. They didn't want you to take it seriously. Well, wait a minute. The FDA under RFK is now conducting an intensive investigation of child deaths. How many child deaths are we talking? This is children under the age of 17 from the COVID vaccine, as reported to Varis. About 202. 202? Dead kids? That's a national scandal. As RFK tried to tell the Senate, they ran him over. They tried to shut him up. There are more reports of deaths in Varis from the COVID vaccine than every other vaccine combined for the last 30 years. But it's what it's done to children that is so gut-wrenching. Now, here's what you need to know about these deaths. By the way, good for them. They are pulling the autopsies. They are going through every last one. That's the justice these families deserve. But here's the catch. Not every death gets reported to VAERS. Usually it's between 1% and 10% of the deaths get reported to VAERS. So you have to multiply. Now, I would think deaths of children from the COVID shot would be more likely to be reported to VAERS. More likely. So let's go with the most conservative number. Let's say it's 10% of child deaths reported to VAERS. Then how many would there be since the advent of the shot? Here, just here in America. 2,000. 2,000. First shot that had no effect stopping COVID. Increased your chances of getting it. And remember, for those under the age of 60, COVID death-wise was no worse than a severe flu season, and we have a severe flu season an average of 1 to 2 times a decade. Nobody even bats an eye. 202 dead children. Now do you see why all of the sudden they're having march outs, 1,000 people anonymously signing documents demanding RFK resign? Yeah, they want to stop this. Because they oversaw it. 200 dead kids. They know it. They're just getting ahead of it all. Shame on them. Shame on them. And I hope RFK will not be dissuaded or Dr. Marty Markaria from finding the truth and preventing this from ever being happening. Because I'm telling you right now, today, in doctor's offices, parents will request, because they don't know any better, and those needles are going to go into kids' arms, and there's going to be more dead kids in Varis. And the sooner they can stop it, the better.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know why it's not outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.